today on Code Pen Radio.
Hey everybody, it's time for Code Pen Radio. This is episode number 211, and this week we're going to be talking about something that every developer contends with, and realistically every business has got to deal with in one way or another, and that is time zones. The mystery of how we keep time and date across the globe. I'm Marie Mosley. I'm the support lead here at CodePen, and with me to talk about time today is one of our engineers, Cassidy Williams. Hey, Cassidy.
Hi there.
Hey, hey. So what time is it where you are?
It is 12:37 p.m.
See, so it's you're right at the very beginning of your afternoon there. For me, it's 3:37 p.m. because I'm on the East Coast, so we are 3 hours apart. And that is just one example of the time zone difference between the members of Team CodePen. Actually, we're in, at this point, four different time zones, right? Yeah, four.
I think so, because there's myself and Claire are in the Seattle area, and the two of the founders, actually all three founders, we're all on Pacific time.
Right, yes, yeah.
And then you're on Eastern, Steven is on Central, and then Rach is all the way across the pond, in Australia.
Is that still across the pond? I think.
I don't know. It's water, right? It's still across the pond.
It's like a couple ponds. I don't know. Yeah,
there's a lot of water involved. And there's also an international dateline there.
Exactly.
Too,
yeah. So. Rach is across the international dateline from us because she's in Australia. And she's on Eastern time, but it is Australian Eastern time. So obviously our time zones are very different from each other. So
yeah, so and she's a day later than us too.
Yeah, well she's a day, is it later or ahead? What would you call it if someone's in the future?
Yeah, well I guess it's later than now. So
right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you know, as we're recording today, it's February 19th where you and I sit, and for Rach is February 20th. So that's just, you know, I mean, that's the globe. That's how time works. There's nothing we can do about it. But it is something that is a bit of friction in both software development and also just running a business. I mean, it's, you know, we always hear about time and time zones and date for developers just being a big challenge in general. You know, software and dates, you know, people have a gigantic struggle there.
It's the constant struggle of just dealing with time, both from like a philosophical sense, but yes, from a developing sense. Man, just, there's so many libraries out there that are just for dealing with dates and times, and I'm only talking about JavaScript. There's so many more for so many other languages out there, and I remember way back when I was working on a contract for a client and they were using a language that didn't have a date object. And oh my gosh, having to create a date object for a client was the worst because you don't even realize how complex dates can get until you have to keep track of them and times and time zones. And oh my gosh, it's a problem that people solve every day. And yet it's something that we still have to work with.
Right. Well, and there's all these different variations in local time, you know, things like daylight savings time. You know, that's not observed everywhere. It's not observed even consistently across the United States. So just, you know, the libraries that dig into the management of time, you think, how hard can this be? You know, just use bring in a calendar, you know, and then you see
no
what
idea.
This all entails. Exactly. So from how CodePen handles time within the app, we just went with the, I guess, honestly, is the path of least resistance, which is just going with UTC. So anything that has a timestamp in CodePen is just timestamped to UTC, which is kind of the agreed upon default computer time, right?
Yeah, the people accept it, so gets the job done.
And it's hardly perfect. I mean, it doesn't. It can be very confusing for people, especially if people are trying to work to, like, for example, like a class deadline or something like that.
Right.
Teachers want the work to be finished at a particular time. I've had a couple of situations where I've, in support, have helped people out and saying, yeah, this said it saved on this date, but, you know, your student here is in California. This is UTC, which is several hours ahead. And so they actually did meet their date. If you look at it from California time,
yeah.
You know, so there's, you know, just those little things where it's like a little bit tricky, even inside the app, even though CodePen doesn't really deal with time all that much. You know, we have timestamps for creation and deleting things and updating things, but we don't, you know, you don't do scheduling inside of CodePen. You know,
right.
But even within our app, we do have little situations where time zones can become a problem for people. And that's just in the app.
That actually might be, I'm going to write down a potential feature of making things available in certain time zones, although that might be crazy down the line, but might be worth it.
The main use case for that has been submitting things for classes. And I totally get that. I totally see why teachers want to see, you know, exactly what time someone updated something or set a deadline for them to hand something in. And, you know, when they see it says it's, you know, 2 a.m. the following day, they're like, wait, how did this happen? And it's like, well, okay, UTC. But that's, you know, just one piece of the pie there. The other thing is that we are working with time amongst ourselves and things like, you know, scheduling meetings, scheduling our stand-ups, scheduling one-on-one time. I mean, I just went through our team calendar. We have a calendar that we host in Google Apps that we're all part of. And I just added our newest team member, Steven, to the support rotation. Everybody does support one Friday a month, or actually at this point, because there's so many people, it's one Friday every 6 weeks. So not even one Friday a month.
Yeah.
You guys are getting by light, actually, now. I was also adding him into the one-on-one rotation so that he would have his one-on-one meeting with each member of the team. And while we were doing that, the calendar just kind of bugged out and it started spitting out stuff on days where it had actually been rescheduled from.
It exploded.
So we were getting notifications in our Slack channel for meetings that had actually been moved. And so we had to kind of get in there and straighten that all out. But while we were talking about that, Steven actually shared this article by Zach Holman, which gets into the details of time zones and just the struggle of time and measuring time and marking time in apps and also just, you know, generally keeping time throughout history. And man, that was so fascinating. It made me realize, like, you know, okay, you know, these struggles that we're having are pretty basic.
Right. And yet constant.
Totally.
I was thinking about, I made this one side project where it was an Electron app and I wanted it to refresh at midnight every day. And man, dealing with that kind of time, because for some reason it needed to like have the time zone of the current computer if you weren't actually connecting it remotely, and also because certain components had to be updated at a certain time with that refresh, it was an ordeal, and that was by far the most complex part of the entire project that I worked on, and. It's interesting how such a seemingly simple concept can be the thing that makes every single dev struggle at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating, though. I am very interested in the different approaches that people take to tackle it, because there's all sorts of different libraries and like interpretations of time for dealing with it. So it's a huge world.
What is time, anyway?
A flat circle, right? I mean, you saw True Detective, sure. But for Team CodePen, we are pretty lucky in that we're all comfortable with communicating asynchronously. You know, none of us are like surprised if someone doesn't answer them for a couple hours on Slack. You know, we all kind of just get the basic understanding that we're all working in different time zones. But we also, you know, have tools that help us kind of stay organized and stay comfortable with each other's time zones. For me, I've actually tried like a bunch of different apps for like, you know, just getting a picture of what time it is for everyone all the time. And one thing that I go back to a whole lot is this web app called Every Time Zone. It's just at everytimezone.com. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a really nice reference that you just, you know, slide it and pick the time that you want for where you are, and then it'll show you the different time zones and what time it is there. And it's just very simple, quick to use, and I love using that one.
That seems really nice. I gotta look that up. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
No, that's fine. No, it's super cool. You should check it out. But the other thing I do, and actually this is the one that's the easiest for me, is I just have everybody's clock on the world clock widget on my today menu my computer. And that way, the thing that's super nice about that is that it changes the color of the clock. So it'll be like white during daylight hours, and then it'll turn black during nighttime hours. So you know if somebody, you know, should be sleeping, and you see, especially if you know that it should be sleeping and you see them working, that's all, that's also a helpful tool. You know, you're like, yes. Hey, what are you doing? It's 3 o'clock in the morning where now. You are. Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like it would save so much time. So much time. So many puns, but
it does.
Yeah, because right now I kind of just do mental math, like, okay, Marie is 3 hours ahead of me. Rach is a ton of hours ahead of me, but really when it's 11 a.m. for me, it's 4 a.m. for her, but she's ahead of me. Like, it's right. It's so much mental math that you have to do just to make sure you're not bothering someone.
Yeah, when Rach first worked at CodePen, she was on Los Angeles time, so it was very easy. It was only, you know, I would just subtract 3 from my current time. But then when she moved back to Australia, I was looking at my Alexa history, like, right after she moved, and it was just me constantly asking Alexa what time it was in her time zone. So, you know, that one took a little bit of getting used to, even when I had my clock and everything there. But another thing that I do to kind of, like, manage time without, like, creating a situation where I'm, like, constantly saying different times over and over to people is that when I set up an event in the Google Calendar, I'll set it to my own time zone and just let it show to them in their time zone. Yeah. I used to try to get fancy and, you know, take their time zone and set it to their time zone, and I would always screw up somehow. So just letting the calendar do the work for me there has been, like, a little revelation.
Save you so much headache.
Exactly. It's like, I don't have to do the math here. I just have to know what time it is for me. And then we all go from there. It shows them the right time. Also, just like a shorthand thing that I do is I'll say, we have this at the top of the hour, or we have this at the half hour for things that are coming up shortly. I'm not saying, okay, everybody, it's at this time, your time, this time, your time, this time, your time, you know?
Right.
We all know what's an hour from now that we're in, or what's the next hour coming from the hour that we're in. So, you know, that has really, like, just kind of getting that into my lexicon and getting that into how I discuss time with people has really just taken some of the friction out of it for me.
It saves headaches from figuring out, like, that kind of math. And then it shows kind of a consideration for the team, too. When everybody, like, knows that everyone is on different schedules, different time zones and things. And some people, they, like, work in the morning, then take a break midday, and then work later in the evening. You can kind of just get more and more aware of their schedules and their timing of certain things. And it really works out. I haven't really had any run-ins with having to deal with this person isn't going to be online at this hour, and so I need to get this kind of stuff done. Luckily, we work kind of asynchronously really well and communicate asynchronously. And so being able to contact people, like, at a time that's convenient for them is not only considerate for them, but also it kind of, you kind of adjust your mindset so that way you can keep working without having to rely on them being online at any given time.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to have all of the documentation that we have for things. We all have gotten into the flow of communicating and writing with each other a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have a ticket open, there's a lot of discussion happening right on the ticket, and it's all in one spot. A lot of the time when I know that I'm talking to someone and I'm sending them a message that's outside of their normal hours, I'll very carefully front load all the information they need to see at a glance. So if it just pops up on their phone and they're doing something else, they know, I don't need this from you urgently. Here's what it's about, just whenever you're on. You know, I want to always make sure that nobody's like, I'm not going to send a hey message out of someone's normal time.
I love that about CodePen. At so many previous companies I've been to, they would just send, like, hey, or hello, or what's up, can you talk? And then not ever say what was going to happen. And there came points at some companies where I just wouldn't reply until they gave me more context. Because otherwise, like, I don't want to have to be, like, on at that exact moment when you're typing. I just want to be able to see what you're asking me, answer you, and then get back to what I'm doing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and because we're not all in the same office, like, I can't just glance across the room and see what someone's doing. I don't know if I'm, you know, if they're in the middle of something major or if they're, like, at the dentist just a lot of the time, you know?
Right.
So I don't want to send something that would make people feel like they need to drop everything when it's just, like, do you like this color or this color? You know, something very basic like that. So it's I think, you know, having a almost like, it's almost like an etiquette of how we talk to each other outside of our normal work time that I think is very helpful for all of us.
Yeah. And I think like that is very key for a remote company in general, is being able to communicate that, sending communication asynchronously and letting people know if it's urgent or not. And just being able to write everything out when you need it, what you need, and be specific. So that way, no matter what time zone you're on, no matter where you are at in your gig, you can kind of get the work done as needed.
Yeah, I think that's a really valuable skill and a good state of mind to be in. The big challenge that we have time zone wise across the team is when things have to get rescheduled. And you know, things happen. You know, there's always reasons why, you know, a meeting that was supposed to take place on Thursday, you know, we'd want to push it to Friday, but then the problem there is, you know, we've got the dateline. Pushing it to Friday pushes it on to Rach's Saturday. So, right. You know, we wouldn't want to do that. But then also Rach couldn't say, well, let's get together on my Monday because that's the U.S. Sunday. So, right. You know, anytime we have rescheduling, that's when it's really where we have to be very careful about selecting the time. And so, you know, in a way, it's like, we kind of have to try to be as strict as possible to stick to scheduled meetings and stick to scheduled events as often as we possibly can. Because, you know, when we have to change things around, when we have to be flexible, there are certain constraints that just can't be worked around. But, you know, we've been lucky there in that, you know, we've kind of had a ability to set normal times and dates for things and not have a ton of trouble. But yeah, once we do get into rescheduling, that's where it starts to get a little hairy.
With rescheduling, like we've all been very good at being courteous towards times. And one thing that Alex said to me a few weeks ago was whenever he finds a bug or something that he would like me to fix, he will never, ever reach out to me on my off hours. And he will never like make it a point to alert me so that way I can fix it right away so he can keep going. And he was saying that he thinks that that's a key of CodePen. And I think that's something that we all have really held on to. Like we don't expect people to be on all the time. And I think that that's something that a lot of people worry about for working from home and working remotely in general, is that there's no separation from home and work. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that by having, again, the solid communication and really respecting each other's work times. And when you're offline, you're offline. People aren't going to bother you. And that's really nice. It's so nice to be at a company where, for example, if you're on vacation, you are on vacation. In fact, people will yell at you if you go online and you're on and you are on vacation. And it's so nice just for keeping your mind clear and keeping your work solid. Because when you do have those mental breaks at the end of the day on vacations and everything, you can kind of get back to work refreshed rather than anxious about what you have to work on and all of the tasks that you have to get done.
Yeah, I think we've been lucky, and that's been really part of CodePen from the very beginning. When I first started, probably listeners to the show know that I was technically the first hire here. So when I first started, that was how it was even then. You know, like they totally respected business hours of each other and just, you know, when people were working and when people were not working. And so it's been great to see it scale. As we get bigger, it's still there. We still act, you know, very respectfully of people's personal time, because I think it's like you said, you know, when you come back refreshed, you just do better work. If you're constantly worrying, if you're constantly thinking about it, if your privacy and quiet time is being invaded, you're not going to feel good. You know, so it is, that's, you know, it's a thing that you have to think about in terms of just taking care of your people, you know, respecting their time zones and things.
Right. And that keeps people in the company too. Nobody wants to leave an environment that takes care of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we're all, I think, able to do our best work because we're rested and we're respected. The, you know, the reality of our local situations is respected. So I think it's great.
Exactly.
This episode of CodePen Radio is brought to you by WordPress.com. I bet a lot of you know the difference between the two WordPresses. Kind of. There's WordPress.org, the self-install open source version of WordPress, which is just wonderful. I've been using it forever. The CodePen blog is hosted with it and all that. Bring your own hosting, though, kind of. WordPress.com is that. It is still WordPress. It's just it's hosted and it's just fully managed for you. It's just a heck of a lot easier to get started with. Between the two of them, WordPress powers like a third of the internet, which is just incredible. You know, it just goes to show how powerful and long-living and flexible and just there for the people WordPress is. So this is one thing I've learned after, like, most of my life being in the world of web design and development. It's kind of evaluating what you want to DIY and what you don't, with a heavy leaning towards stuff that you don't. You don't build everything from scratch these days. We're leaning on a million shoulders already, and I just think that's the smart thing to do. Like, if you can outsource it, do outsource it. And that's my big message, I think, for the world, for WordPress.com. It really boils down to, like, if you can host it on WordPress.com, you should host it on WordPress.com. All these sites out there that I really wish were just there so that they weren't dealing with hosting and domains and SSL and all the pain that can come with that. There's nothing wrong with knowing that stuff and managing it yourself if you should and whatnot. But if it's like, you know, your bakery website or this conference website, or you're selling scarves online, or there's just a million like types of websites, your travel journal, your personal site, you just want a blog, you know, just like get it on WordPress.com, where it's going to be safe. You're going to have still tons of control and tons of power. It's going to be super fast. All this stuff is taken care of for you. Please do that when you can, so that you don't, it's not abandoned. It's not causing you headaches and pain and incredible technical debt and all that stuff. Just use WordPress. It's an incredible platform. You have tons of power there still, and only like graduate beyond that and do more custom DIY stuff if you have to. Anyway, WordPress is awesome. Check out WordPress.com.
And speaking of taking care of people, for me, as the support lead, time zones actually come up a lot. You know, we're global, obviously, so we have people all over the world. And, you know, a goal for me is to obviously scale support in the future. And one of the goals there would be increasing coverage for different time zones. I mean, I work, technically my hours are 9 to 5 central, because I started with those when I first started and when Chris was in the central time zone. And then I just found that worked very well for my life. So I've stuck to that. But that's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 U.S. Central. That's a very narrow channel when you're looking at the whole world, you know. So a goal there, of course, is to increase our coverage for the different time zones. But one thing that has really, really helped me is a feature in Front, which is what we use to manage our support communication. We get all of our email and all of our inbound tweets through there. They have a feature called Send Later, which is... it does exactly what it says. It sends something later. You just choose a time and date for that thing to send, and it's based on your local time. But I can figure out what time zone someone's in, and I can put a message forward to make sure that we're both available for when they'd be receiving that message.
Nice.
And for situations where it's like, I want to help someone with troubleshooting steps, and I know there's going to be a bunch of back and forth, I don't want to send it. You know, it could come in to my queue at, like, you know, 15 minutes before I'm leaving for the day. And I'll be like, okay, I can't, if I answer this now and open this up, I'm going to be gone, you know? So I want to send it forward to the future and then be able to actually have this conversation with this person when we're both on. So, you know, I don't get to use it all the time, but when I do use it, it's really, really helpful in making sure that I sync up with people.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't actually know that it had that feature. That's awesome.
Oh, I love it. It's super, super helpful for things like that. And also just for like little things where I'm like, okay, I'm right at the very, very last few minutes of my time. I can send this and have it go tomorrow morning and it'll be there when I'm back on. So, you know, if I have questions for people and I want to be available to them right away when they get the question, I can make it that way. It'll be there. I can send it at 10 o'clock my time in the morning. So It's really handy.
Dang. All these tools just helping us with time.
Yeah. And you know, you think, like, all through human history, the first thing we had was the sundial, and now I have, like, I can think of, like, 10 different things I use for managing time.
Right. Yeah, which that could get us into our next podcast, which is about the philosophical concept of what time is and the busyness of the human race. But
yeah,
next time.
That's not what the next episode's about. Actually, for listeners who have listened this far ahead, I can give a little spoiler about what the next episode's going to be about.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to be speaking with the creator of the unbelievable glass of water.
Oh my gosh, that one was so
cool. That everyone is talking about, yep.
For those who haven't seen it, look it up. It's on our Twitter feeds and everything, but this guy, Ben, made a very photorealistic glass of water with some lemons next to it out of just CSS, and it makes me mad. It is so good and mind-blowing. And
you're not the only one who got mad.
Oh, yeah. There were plenty. It was so impressive.
Yeah, it's an amazing work of art, and we will be talking to Ben the next time you hear us. So thanks for listening to us talk about the life and times of CodePen. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Seven, six, zero, three, one, eight.